We close our show this evening with a different sort of guitar, the raw electric sounds of the Black Keys. Our head butler, Jesse Kornbluth, is a fan of their stripped-down, dirty blues rock. Jesse, you going retro on us?
Oh, Debbie, I love it when you talk that way. yes, it's retro. It couldn't be more retro. And it's really good music for people like me who grew up with Led Zeppelin and just, you know, can't play it anymore because it makes you feel like you're just terribly, terribly old.
I know what you mean.
So then we have the new Led Zeppelin. And guess what? They're just two guys. And that's what's just so incredibly freaky about this group, the Black Keys.
Two guys.
Yeah, and they also, and here's really the perfect thing. They give college dropouts a really good name. Indeed, they make college dropouts who cut lawns for a living look like really smart guys, you know, assuming they are smart guys to start with, which these two were.
Tell me a little bit more about who these guys are.
Dan Auerbach and Patrick Carney are from Akron, Ohio. They were cutting lawns. Someone had a studio. A band didn't show up. They started playing together. They realized that they should have a band. And by a band, they meant them. Auerbach on guitar and singing, and Patrick Carney as a drummer. And they were quite sufficient. They were loud. They were raw. They were nasty. They liked the same stuff. And they were good at it. Their second album they recorded in 12 blistering hours.
Well, let's hear a little bit. We have one of the selections from their newest album, Magic Potion. This song is called Your Touch by the Black Keys. Can I be good like I should? Now, Jesse, this sounds a little bit like beer drinking music.
It is. And, of course, the wonderful thing is how cheerful it is. I mean, they were asked, you know, the blues are depressing. And they say, oh, no, that's not so at all. Basically, who told you that? And the interviewer says, oh, but everybody thinks that. And Auerbach says, yes, but most people are idiots. How many people would you take advice from? Very few for me, anyway, that I would actually hear someone's opinion and say, I'll follow that.
Now, you call this blues. I think I'd call it more rock. It has that classic rock kind of undertone to it.
It does, but it's classic rock from England, which, of course, comes really from black southern blues.
How are they doing?
They're doing extremely well. They have a fabulous cult. They tour everywhere. Robert Plant of Led Zepp thinks that, you know, they're the bee's knees. And the other thing, of course, is if they can be believed, they're planning to spend their lives in Akron. They're not buying into being big rock stars, even though big rock stars like what they do a great deal. These guys have kept just under the radar enough, and they're just prolific enough that you can't quite get a handle on. And the other thing is there's not much to say about them because they don't evolve. There's nothing new to say. I mean, as he says, we didn't feel dissatisfied with what we'd done in the past, so we didn't feel any pressure to change.
So it's the same sound across all their albums.
If you didn't like one, you're not going to like the next.
The Black Keys. We've been listening to their song, Your Touch. You can find more recommendations from head butler Jesse Kornbluth on our website, npr.org.